Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Danny Lunderman from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond and Rosenberg.
You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros. We are taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Great calls. Don't hesitate to ask a question and find out what's going on in your lawn and garden. Now, we just had a caller a few minutes ago, Danny, and I'm here with Danny Lunderman from Enchanted Forest, and I so appreciate him sitting in as our Home Show Garden Pro this morning. But we just had a caller, and he was talking about the watering, and we try and remind everybody, it's a hard lesson to learn, but the watering long and low, not as often. But you had brought up the idea that he may have, this other caller talked about his visitors being the armadillos, and they may be looking for the grubs. Okay, so tell me, do I need to be worried about grubs in my lawn? Is there a way to control those?
This is the time of year that you'll start seeing the damage from them.
Okay.
You know, they're a June bug, so back in the spring, late spring, if you had June bugs,
yes,
more than likely you have grub worms.
Okay.
Problem is, we're getting into the time of year now where the grubs are almost too big to control.
Oh.
They turn into little army tanks, right? So the damage is done. The lawn will start showing signs because it's stressed out. The grubs eat the roots, and so they have less roots now to pick up the water.
Okay.
So you'll start seeing that.
It's just a cycle. Now, the evidence of grubs, is that when I'm seeing the thinning of my grass?
Could be.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot, a couple different ways it shows up. But
okay,
one of the ways to figure out if you have grubs, you can go out there and just pick your grass up.
Yes.
And the stolons and the leaves and everything just comes straight out,
yeah,
without any force.
Well, and mine is, it's still green, but I have these bald areas.
I mean, it could be stress from the heat and grubs, there's a lot of different things.
Yeah. So if I've got the grubs and they're nice and healthy right now this time of year, what do I do? Just live through it?
Well, you can try. You can put some insect and grub control down.
Okay.
But like I said, you want to do that earlier because as it gets late in the season, they get very hard to kill.
Okay. All righty. So let's just maintain as much as we can.
Yep.
And watch out for those. But it's catching them early, and I think that's a good way,
right,
to remember, keep on top of our gardens.
There you go.
And our landscaping. Now, we also talked about the garden items. We were talking about tomatoes, which are so fun. It's a little early. Let's not plant them right now unless you're going to maybe start with seeds. That would be a fun way. But, what I like as a very kindergarten type gardener. My husband says I'm a junior high gardener. So anyway, a junior gardener. Herbs. You can plant herbs.
Yeah, you bet.
Anytime. And they're wonderful to have on the patio.
You bet.
Even on your deck or your balcony. It's a great way for someone to start also, kind of dabble in their.
Yeah, there's a lot of herbs that are easy to grow.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, and those
use them in cooking. They smell good,
Exactly. Yeah. So that's a great, you can start with the herbs. You can plant those any time of year.
Right.
And you don't have to do it out in your garden. You can do it in a patio plant. I was just chatting with my new daughter-in-law, and they were talking about their patio and their favorite dog that they have, and they've got a cute little place, and I mentioned the herbs, and they had said, oh yeah, we were talking about that. So I'm trying to get them in this mode of gardening, and that's a great way to start. You know, once you have a little bit of success with that, and there are a lot of herbs, like you said, you can, you know, use them in your food items. I like to just sit out there with my coffee and, you know, rub on the mint or the lavender, and it's great smelling. So now lavender is also a good for deterring mosquitoes.
Yeah, lavender is not the easiest plant to grow down here.
Oh.
It doesn't like our humidity and our heat.
Really?
So it can handle the heat, but it can't handle the humidity and the heat.
Oh, combined.
And so, yeah, it's a little bit problematic to grow.
Okay. It's a little harder.
Yeah. Rosemary is probably one of the easiest.
Oh, I love rosemary. Yeah.
That's like a weed almost.
Yeah, it is. It just falls over my trough. I have a trough of herbs, and it's just, I love it.
Yeah. Rosemary is one of my favorites.
Right. Okay. Well, there are some ideas for your garden that you can do right now. You can start off with the herbs. So this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. I'm here with Danny Linderman. He is representing Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Lovely places to go and wander and walk around. You will get lots of ideas, and there's always plenty for us to do in our lawn and landscaping. 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We will hear from you after this.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333. I am sitting here with Danny Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. And I am so thankful to have him here answering your questions at 281-833-3333. Danny, we have got a question about roses, which will lead us to some questions about trimming, pruning versus pinching. How about that? So we've got a question from Sherry, and she says she has planted a bank of roses about 2 years ago. So they've been there a while. They appear healthy and is over 8 feet tall, but they've never bloomed.
Sounds like too much shade without seeing the situation. But an 8 foot tall rose is a really tall rose. And a lot of times if they're in too much shade, they'll stretch out for the sun. That may be a good reason why they don't bloom.
Okay. And if they're that tall and she's had them for 2 years, I think maybe she probably didn't trim them in February, like y'all suggest. Okay, so the February trimming, the sun. So tell me about, and food. Okay, what about food?
Usually what we recommend is a MicroLife acidifier.
Oh, an acidifier.
Yeah, they like a little more acidic conditions.
Okay, that could be an issue for her also. All right, but the sun.
Sun,
yeah,
they
love.
No sun in the bottle.
Right. No sub for sun. All right. So tell me a little bit about trimming right now. Trimming versus pruning versus just pinching. What could I do now, or should I?
On roses or what?
Let's do roses first. Yeah, roses.
So on roses right now, you can always deadhead the old blooms.
Okay, that's just kind of pinching the tops off.
That's a no-brainer.
Okay.
Don't really have to on a lot of varieties, but some varieties you do.
Okay.
And it'll just speed up the reblooming process.
Okay.
So that's an easy one. If you have to trim something because the rose is you know, on your sidewalk now or something like that, you got to do what you got to do. Go ahead and trim it. It won't hurt anything, but, you know, definitely got to be able to get to the front door.
Right. If there's an obstruction, then go ahead and if you've got to cut or trim, then do so.
And then end of August, September is a good time to prune again, prune and fertilize the roses. And that'll give them a good fall bloom cycle.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. So it's not just in February when I can
trim. You do it harder in February.
Okay.
So this in the fall, going into the fall, you don't want to do near as hard.
Okay.
It's more of a kind of a get them back in check.
Okay. All righty. Maybe a little bit of shape.
Yep. And fertilize.
All right. Well, I definitely have some deadheading I need to do on some of mine. But I can't believe, I mean, they're looking like they're healthy and they're enjoying the sunshine.
Yeah.
And
roses are tough.
Yeah, they are tough. And they're, you know, whatever you do, do it with gloves on.
Right.
They bite back. Speaking of biting back, bougainvilleas, they bite back.
Yes, they do.
Now, they like the sun.
They do.
They're great in hanging baskets.
Yep.
Okay. Anything I need to be doing with my bougainvilleas right now?
So, you know, don't overwater them. They this is their time to shine. They like it hot and dry.
Okay.
They can go cycles on those flowers. So when they cycle out of the bloom, best thing to do is trim them back just slightly.
Okay.
And then that'll produce new growth, fertilize them, and then they'll reflower.
Okay. So I can even trim them now, I mean, during the summer, do their bloom.
Yeah, just give them a little shape.
Okay.
You know, we're not going hard on them.
Yeah.
Just give them a little shape. And like I said, they bloom on new growth.
Okay.
And so the more new growth, the more flowers.
Okay. All right. So that's good for my bougainvilleas. We talked about hibiscus a little while ago, about planting those in our pots, because really during the winter, they don't like our winter, even as mild as it is.
Sometimes. I mean, sometimes they're fine.
Uh-huh.
You know, it just depends on the winter.
Okay.
Usually the tropical hibiscus will come back winter after winter. But you know, a couple of years ago when we got really cold, that took some of them out for sure.
Okay. So I could get a new hibiscus and have it in a pot now. And then it can be transplanted later into my landscaping.
You bet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because it's going to be fine during the winter. It might be one of my plants that I cover, though, if we have a freeze.
Right. You just can't ever tell in Texas what we're going to get.
Yeah. I can't even imagine we're talking about cold weather right now. It's like, wow, wouldn't that be nice?
It'll happen.
It will. So that's one of my goals this weekend is get the hibiscus in this lovely pot that I have. Actually, it's a pot that I got from Enchanted Forest, I believe. It's a big white with speckles on it. Anyway, I love it. But that's the one that I had a plant in that I came home this weekend and I had killed it.
Yeah.
So a hibiscus is going to go in there, and then I know exactly where I would prefer to maybe move it. I don't know. We'll see. It may stay in the pot. My hydrangeas. I have such a strange story because they're both in the semi-sun, semi-shade. One's in the front, one's in the back. The back one, actually, it's got some tips of hydrangeas on it. Now, the underneath is kind of naked.
They can do that. When the water splashes up on the leaves at the bottom, they can get a fungus on them.
Oh.
And they'll drop those leaves.
I wonder. Okay. All right. But it seems like it's healthy enough. It's happy enough because it's got the blooms at the top.
Like I said, this year, right now, just worry about survival.
Yeah, just maintain. Well, and if it's blooming, if it's trying to get blooms, it's obviously working and it's alive. It's fine. And that's what I've learned from the Home Show Garden Pros is really to be patient, too.
Yep.
You know, don't take action too quickly.
Right.
So
people like to... I always tell people they're loving their plants to death.
Yeah.
You know?
Give it
a minute. Mother Nature wants it to work.
Right.
You just got to be patient.
Right. Unlike, you know, like the plant when we came out from our trip and I really was going to try and nurture it, but I wiggled it and it wasn't even in the pot. You know, it was just so dead. So, you know, they really do talk to you. Sherry from Plants for All Seasons, she'll say, Sandy, they'll talk to you. Okay. Listen to my plants. So this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. I am here with Danny Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Both are south. Richmond, Rosenberg areas, beautiful locations. We are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Give us a call and we will return after this.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. Fungi can't deal with it. It's molasses. Spread your lawn lately? You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. More answers to your gardening questions coming up in a moment. But first, let's talk about what's happening at the nursery. The heat is on, and we're here to help you get your green on through the summer. The nursery's loaded with beautiful season-appropriate flowers that will get you through the summer until the fall. We have all the products that you need to help you survive the summer heat, from potting soils to organic fertilizers, and all the information to take care of them. We have fresh brewed compost tea. Compost tea will add microorganisms to your soil. It's like concentrated compost, but you can spray it out in your yard. This will increase your organic material in the soil, so you won't have to water as much. We brew it fresh every week at Plants for All Seasons, ready for use on the weekends. So treating your yard with compost tea this time of year will take the stress off of it, and it pairs very well when you're ready to put your MicroLife fertilizer out. It'll actually help it work better in your soil. If you're up towards the northwest side of Houston, we're at 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. Open 7 days a week from 8:30 to 6. You can friend us on Facebook or go to plantsforallseasons.com. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros, as Sherry just told you there. We are at 281-833-3333. I am here with Danny Linderman from Enchanted's South. They are south in Richmond and Rosenberg area. And Danny, we have got a caller in. Larry, good morning, Larry. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Danny, you guys have a great operation. I just want to say we've been going to Enchanted for years. And sometimes we just go out there just to hang out and look at all the plants. But we always come home with something. So.
Good, good. I appreciate that.
And the advice that you're, I gotta hand it to your staff, man. Your staff knows what they're talking about. And the advice they give us is always money.
Good,
and
good.
So I really appreciate your operation. The question I have is, you were mentioning bougainvilleas earlier, and I've got a bougainvillea in a pot on the sunny side of my house. It gets a lot of really intense sun in the afternoon, and you know, I know not to water it and to keep it dry, but it just, on like every other day, I mean, those leaves are wilting and it just looks pitiful. And, you know, it's not really flowering either. So do I need to be doing something different?
So have you fed it?
I did, but I fed it with the MicroLife. It was the lower middle number MicroLife.
Yes.
And I'm thinking I need to go with a higher middle number.
That's the deal. You need to go a high middle number.
Okay, all right, and that will give it more growth and make it flower. And what about the water situation? Now, I'm afraid of overwatering it because I've killed plenty of bougainvilleas in my life.
Well, so sometimes, how long has it been in the pot?
Oh, maybe 6 months.
Okay, so it shouldn't be totally root bound. So I don't know if you're listening earlier. I mentioned to trimming it back a little bit,
and I've done that, yes.
And then fertilize it, and so that way take some of the foliage off of it, so it won't have to support so much foliage. And yeah, you're going to have to water more this time of year than you would other times of year. But you know, you're going to have to keep it from totally drying out, right? So when it starts wilting, you know, try to get it to the point where it's wilting before you water, for sure, because that kind of helps it. It stresses the plant out and makes it want to bloom so it can recreate itself. That's what the blooms are all about.
Ah, so make it a little bit stressed. So it's stronger.
Yep.
Kind of like grapes.
Yep, yep.
Uh-huh.
So kind of a follow-up question here. I've got it in about a 10-inch pot. Do you think should it be in a bigger pot?
Yeah, it's probably a pretty small pot for a bougainvillea.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know,
all right.
That's what they come in usually from the growers is a 10-inch pot. So, mm-hmm. yeah, and on a 10-inch pot, we're watering every other day for sure on a bougainvillea.
Okay, all right, so more food in a bigger pot.
Yep, high middle number.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Awesome.
Thanks,
Larry. Okay, now explain to us who may not understand what you mean by high middle number.
Oh, in the fertilizer analysis.
Okay.
Yeah, that middle number is the kind of the bloom and the fruiting aspect of the whole.
Okay, like MicroLife has their numbers on there, 624.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah, I don't remember what all of their numbers are. Okay, so the middle number is going to be more for your blooming and fruiting.
Right.
And you want that as a higher number. So that's great information. Thank you. And then I was going to ask about that root bound. He said he had it in that 10-inch pot for about 6 months.
Right.
And you're suggesting to him that maybe pop it in something bigger.
Yeah, a bigger pot would probably give it a little more water storage in there.
Okay.
Because that's a pretty small pot, you know.
Yeah.
For a bougainvillea.
And that's what you're calling root bound. So
right. And they like I said, they like to be root bound, but mm-hmm. that may be
too much
pushing it.
Yeah. Especially if it's what he brought it home in, the same size.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's good. Great information on his bougainvillea. And they do like to be dry. And I love how nature tells us kind of what to do and how it makes us stronger, because you said let it get a little bit stressed,
right?
Because then it's going to be stronger.
Right.
It's kind of like raising kids.
There you go.
Let them hurt a little bit, and then they're going to learn from that. So I love that. So thank you very much for sharing that analogy with us. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. I am here with Danny Linderman from Enchanteds, and we are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. He is taking your calls after this.
Stop root disease before it kills. Pre-treat your plants with Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control. Use as a drench to protect roots from soil diseases and root rot. Organically triggers your plant's immune system, improving nutrient uptake and overall plant health. Use as a foliar spray to control powdery mildew, leaf spots, rust, fire blight, and other diseases. Grab Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control at your favorite Garden Pro Nursery, MontereyLawnGarden.com.
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros. You can see the difference. You really can with MicroLife products. This is the time of year that we need to be paying attention and helping our lawn and landscaping be protected from this hot, dry summer. It's time for some summer fertilization on our turfs and ornamentals. We have talked about the MicroLife Humates Plus. It is a magical product. You can see the difference. There's also MicroLife 624 in the green bag and the MicroLife Hybrid that is in the pink bag. These will last all summer long, and they aid in our water conservation. We're all looking for that. MicroLife liquids, I love them. They are for all of our outdoor family. It's inexpensive. It's a quick way to reduce the heat stress in our plants and help them thrive and at least maintain during the summer. So the liquid MicroLifes is something that we can be out there with right now. The people at MicroLife and I believe in healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. MicroLife products are nutritious for our plants and our soils, our gardens, flowers, and vegetables. Look for MicroLife at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro location, MicroLifeFertilizer.com. MicroLife, making life better. Good morning. This is Sandy, and I am here with Danny Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We are at 281-833-3333. And Danny, we have Les on the line. I hope I said that correctly. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you have for Danny?
Well, I had a question about a tree. I have an American elm, and I noticed that the previous owners, because it's a large tree. I've probably been here since the house was built, like in the early 80s. So it's huge. So I noticed that they trimmed it or something, and there's two holes and they're starting to drip. Like there's a water puddle sometimes coming out of the hole.
Right, right. That's probably sap coming out of there because we're not getting any rain. So I would recommend to you to get an arborist out there and take a look at it.
Okay, because I've heard that it can be like a fungus or a bacteria. I don't know.
It could be. Yeah, it could be. There could be some bugs living in the hole, and heck, there could be squirrels or who knows what's living in there. It depends on how big the holes are. But I would definitely get an arborist out there. You hate to lose a 40-year-old tree.
But what can happen if it is like a disease?
Well, it'll kill the tree.
So it can topple over and stuff like that?
Yeah. I mean, more than likely, there's some decay in there, and that's why the hole is there. But you know, to you need to get somebody to really put their eyes on it, because if it's if it's decaying the tree and it's severe, you might need to take it out before the tree falls.
Okay, yeah, because I think 2021 last year in May there was a storm and one of the branches just like broke.
Right,
I guess,
right
with the storm. So maybe it's time to take it down.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, an arborist ought to be able to tell you that. I wouldn't just call a tree removal company. I would call a certified arborist out there.
Well, I guess so one thing my wife is worried about is it's huge, and we have family that it might fall over. So we're thinking about removing it. Is there another option? Like, because I think one guy came before, like a tree company, and he said, oh, we can just top it. But I'm like, is that good for the tree?
No, that's not good for the tree. I mean, you can do that. I've seen it done, but it's not good for the tree. It doesn't. It's not very sightly either.
Mm.
So yeah. if you go to ISA, I'm not sure if it's ISA.org or NED or what, but International Society of Arborists.
There you go.
And then you can look up somebody in our area. Everybody will be listed there.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
You bet.
Thank you. That's great information. Thank you. Because, like he said, he had someone, quote unquote, come out and they just wanted to top it off. Or someone else may just want to rip it out. So.
Right. I mean, like I said, an arborist will hopefully give you a honest opinion, safety reasons, and survivability of the tree.
Right. And if they're certified, can you tell me again? It was ISA?
Yeah, International Society of Arborists.
Awesome. Okay. Well, that's good for us to have in our pocket to make sure we send people to the right places. Well, speaking of trees, so I'd mentioned earlier that we've got some old oak trees. We didn't put them in. The previous owner did. So they're probably almost 30 years old.
That's not very old.
No? Okay, good. All right. That's good to know. Well, I think I have four of them, two in the front, two in the back. Three of them look perfectly fine. Now, there's one in the back that has got on its long branches, it's got some puffs of just brown, the brown leaves and brown stalks. So I don't know if I can't tell because it's high up. I can't tell if these are branches, little small branches that have fallen off and they're just caught there and they're dead. But I do think there's some that are brown growing out.
So squirrels will chew on those branches. That's more than likely what I'm guessing is going on.
Okay. All right. So I shouldn't be concerned because, I mean, it looks great. It's, it's hanging out.
I mean, again, you can go to the International Society of Arborists.
Yeah.
and call somebody out there to get a, good opinion on it. But more than likely that squirrels have to, I guess, sharpen their teeth is basically what it boils down to.
Okay.
So they'll chew up the little branches. I mean, I've seen them chew up branches maybe two inches in diameter.
Okay.
But they'll just chew it up and kill that branch.
And kill that, yeah. And these are the small branches coming out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll keep an eye on that, but I appreciate that. That sort of puts my mind at ease. We have Ray on the line. It says, Ray sent a photo 10 minutes ago. Good morning, Ray. What do you have for us?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I sent a photo like about 10 minutes ago. It shows the browning of my grass. And I was just wondering, what are y'all's thoughts on that? I did do the test for chinch bugs. And if I did it correctly, then I did not see any chinch bugs.
Okay. So now did you go to homeshowgardenpros.com and send the photo to Ask a Pro?
I did. I went to Ask a Pro. And I sent it there,
Okay. All right. Well, I'm refreshing the web.
I said like around 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
10 or 15 minutes ago.
All right. Well, we can still talk about some of your options here. So you looked in there. Do you have thinning? Is it hay-like? What are your brown spots looking like?
Well, the brown spots are, they're like rectangular in shape. They're not circular. And they're near a sidewalk and near to my neighbor's yard. My neighbor's yard is like 80% brown. Mine is only like around, I don't know, maybe like about 30% brown. But I did a chinch bug test. I did not see any chinch bugs. I put it on the brown spots. I don't know if I did it correctly by putting the can in the brown spots.
Yeah, you need to do it. You need to do it at the edge of the brown and the green.
Oh,
because yeah, okay. There's no reason for that bug to be in the brown stuff anymore because there's nothing to eat over there.
Okay,
does that make sense?
I can easily redo that.
Yeah, do that, and then you're watering, I assume.
I am watering enough to make it obvious that there is just drought, just to avoid any drought-like results. So,
right.
Yes,
right.
I am watering enough for
and,
that.
And you did say it was close to the sidewalk.
It's close to a sidewalk, and it borders my neighbor's yard.
Yeah.
It is right there touching my neighbor's yard, and his yard is in flux with it. I mean, it's almost totally brown.
I would imagine it's probably chinch bugs, but, I mean, the test will tell you. I don't know if you're listening earlier. You can also get down your hands and knees and act like you're looking for a lost wedding ring. You know, just frantically searching the grass at the edge of the brown and the green. And you'll see those little chinch bugs running up and down the stems of the grass.
And
so you could do the water test and or that. So that's but yeah, I would imagine that's a good place for the chinch bugs to be. And then the next concern would be grub worms. So grub worms will eat the roots, and so there's the grass can't suck up the moisture, so it would brown that way as well. And grubs. Say again?
If it is chinch bugs, what would be the remedy?
There's several different things, sayonara and, what else is there? Insect and grub, bug out max. There's bifen. There's a lot of different products that'll control them. Just depends if you want to put it out granular or liquid.
Okay.
Is it a large area or just some spotty areas?
It is, I would consider it to be large.
Mm.
I would consider, and this it seems to be unison. Where it's brown, it just continues to be brown. It's not like in spotted areas.
It's getting bigger, I assume.
It is. It is getting bigger.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
I bet it's chinch bugs. And so, you know, you need to jump on that pretty quick. If not, they'll do some serious damage.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. One other question.
Sure.
Different subject. Is there some sort of, does your nursery or any other place that you know of where I could buy an apparatus that will stabilize a potted plant from tipping over because of heavy winds or anything of that nature that I could stabilize a potted plant so that it will not tip over?
Is it on a patio or in the dirt?
It is on a cement in the backyard.
Nothing that I can think of real good. We do have some things, but we don't sell them. We have some stands, basically, that we use for some of our plants that are tall when they come in, you know, from a grower, and that will set down in these stands, for lack of a better term. But not really for sale, though.
Yeah. What about not bricks, but, you know, some sort of large brick?
Well, you know, the problem is you're trying to hold it down. Brick won't do it. So if you could get a, is it like a clay pot or something? What kind of pot is it?
Yes, clay pot, and another one is just simply a plastic pot. It comes from the big stores with the plastic. There's two of them, clay pot and a plastic pot.
Right.
Two different pots.
You may go to a bigger pot even. A bigger pot will, you know, have a bigger footprint, basically, so to make it harder to blow over.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing that.
That's one of the problems.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no good answers because you don't want to have trip hazards on the patio. you know, so that you you don't want anything outside the pot because then it causes a problem that way.
Because that's what I was thinking of, a cinder block to brace it. And then if he goes to a bigger pot, do you suggest putting some rock in the bottom?
You could. I mean, the rock
depending
is,
how big.
Depending on what kind of plant it is. And, you know, there's a lot of different things. But it depends on what kind of plant it is. I like more root zone.
Okay.
Rocks don't hold the water.
Right.
And so right now we want it to hold it.
Oh, for sure. Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me of that.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much.
Does that help, Ray?
Yes, it does.
Great. Well, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Take care.
Bye-bye. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333. We have gotten some wonderful questions this morning, so give us a call at 281-833-3333.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Did you hear? The Murphys got robbed.
Didn't they have a security system?
Yeah, with video.
Burglary is a crime of opportunity. If they can't get in, they move on. Fortify doors and windows with CrimSafe stainless steel security screens. CrimSafe patented security screens are custom made, professionally installed, providing the security of a burglar bar system without the ugly bars. Keep outside dangers outside. Protect your family and your home. Secure your free estimate. CrimSafeHouston.com.
Raise the bar for a healthier lawn. Raise your lawnmower now. 4 inches for St. Augustine and 2.5 inches for Bermuda. You'll save water and time and get more resilient lawn. Raising the lawn and garden bar. It's what makes us Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens. How are you holding up in this heat? I'm hardwired to wake up early, so all my gardening is done in the morning. Customers, don't let the heat stop us. One good tip is to use MicroLife Super Seaweed once a week as a foliar spray. This will help your plants survive the drought. Do you have a dream for your yard? Visit our website, NelsonWaterGardens.com, and fill out a design consultation form. Our design crew creates gardens, big and small. This is a great time to create a pottery garden, and Nelson's is the place to go for pottery. We even have a great selection of pottery on sale. Speaking of pottery, the go-to plant in this heat is a succulent, and we have a great selection. I have two succulent gardens on my front porch in pots. They receive full sun, and yet they only need water every 3 days. The sound of moving water has a cooling effect, and Nelson's has fountains, water features, and water gardens. We even have the giant Victoria water lily that was recently featured on the news. So come on down to Nelson's for more dry weather ideas. You can find us. And now back to Sandy and Danny.
You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can reach us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And Danny, we have Dawn on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. I was wondering if you could tell me about how long I should water and how often during the week. What we've got, a lot of people in the neighborhood, the grass is just starting to turn yellow and stuff. And I'm trying to follow this thing on the city recommendations. I'm watering twice a week for 30 minutes in each spot. Is that enough?
Well, if you were listening earlier, we talked about putting the tuna fish cans out.
No, sorry, I just got on there. You're working in the yard.
No problem. Use get some tuna fish cans or cat food cans and place them out there in the yard about every 5 feet, you know, so get a bunch of them. You're trying to accomplish 1 inch of rainfall per week. And so if you put those cans out there, run your system for 10 minutes, take the average depth of the water in those cans, and then multiply that until you get to 1 inch. And that's what you want to do a week. So, okay, you know, twice a week is pretty reasonable, really. I mean, like I said, right now I'm watering my yard once a week. But you're trying to achieve about an inch of rainfall per week.
Okay. Everybody's yard in the neighborhood is doing this. It's just, you know, it's almost like the same ones that I don't see them watering. Maybe they're watering at night. But it's general, just a general yellowing, and you can just see it going from house to house. As far as anything that's completely dead, I've got a couple of little spots, but it's not all over the yard yet. So it's just check that for the watering and stuff.
Right. So you should be watering at early in the morning?
Yeah, I'm watering right now.
Okay, this is not early anymore. This is late in the morning. So
oh,
you
okay.
Want, hey, if you have a sprinkler system, you know.
I don't.
Okay. That's where the problem is. So if you could get up earlier and do it, I mean, you know, some people are early birds, but, yeah, you want to water like at, you know, 5 in the morning.
Okay, one other question. This, what's it called, Sandy?
Asiatic jasmine.
Uh-huh. Ground cover.
Uh-huh.
is turning brown.
Okay, you're not getting enough water down, that's for sure. So you need to water deeper. That makes sense. So if you're only watering twice a week, the water's not getting down deep enough so that the stuff is drying out.
The unusual thing is, though, I water every, all of it's getting the same amount of water. On one end, it's green. In the middle, it's turning brown. And then on the other end, it's green. It just kind of seemed like if it was water, wouldn't they be getting the same amount?
No, not necessarily. The soil could be different even. So some soils may hold moisture better.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Or get down deeper. Maybe it has a better root system on the ends. There's a lot of variables. Some shade. Shade will change the how much water it actually needs. But if you're losing Asian jasmine, I can almost assure you that it's dry.
Well, it's full sun.
Yeah.
If that's dead, is it going to come back?
Maybe.
I mean, is it dormant?
It depends on how dead it is. You know what I'm saying?
There's
dead and there's really dead. So,
okay.
But
so,
yeah, Asian jasmine
just water
is
it
tough.
More.
Yep,
I'm going to try to start going an hour twice a week. But okay, that was the things I needed to know. Like, say, I'm sitting here looking at it, and each end's just green as can be, but I've got an area about 6 or 7 feet right there in the middle that just doesn't want to cooperate.
Yeah, like I said, maybe more sand there or something. And so if you have more sand in the soil there, the water will fall
just
out.
This is about a little layer of sand on top of the brown part.
No. If you have, if it's more sand in that area, then the water's falling away too fast. You know?
Okay.
So there's a lot of different things that goes on. So you could probably, in that Asian jasmine area, just set a hose on a slow trickle and just let it run for several hours in there and let it get down and deep.
We're seeing it all through the neighborhood. I mean, it's a lot of houses. And actually, on the esplanades and stuff,
uh-huh.
where the stuff you just see it growing like crazy, it's even doing it there. It's just the watering factor, huh?
Yep, that's it. That's it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Watch out for chinch bugs in the yard.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610, 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We will return after this.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488. Nature'sWayResources.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
For a beautiful lawn and garden with less time and effort, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Danny Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, beautiful locations south in the Richmond and Rosenberg areas. If you are down there or anywhere you are, it's a nice drive out there and beautiful locations, plenty to choose from. There is always color out there. So if you're feeling drab and you need to get some of those patio plants, pots filled up, there's definitely, you can still add color. Now, Danny, I want to follow up. Don had this great call. It seemed like, you know, he didn't want to take up any of our time, but I just want to reemphasize that, you know, he sounded frustrated because he was seeing so much brown. I think we just need to be patient. We need to know that we're going to make it through. And a lot of the St. Augustine is going to come back if we nurture it on our way up. Right? With some compost and water, maybe.
Let's hope.
Let's not let it get too far.
Right. That's the deal. Is trying to maintain it.
Yeah.
Slightly. A little bit of brown's not going to hurt anything. It'll
right.
be fine.
Right.
But if you don't do anything, it very likely will not come back.
Right. Right. So you've got to try to keep it going.
Right.
It's not going to be as lush and beautiful maybe as
right.
we had in the spring.
Right.
But keep it going. And he had the Asian jasmine. Great point that you made, that Asian jasmine's pretty tough.
Yeah, that's a tough plant.
So if he had an area that was not growing well, you had mentioned to him that it could be because it was harder or some sand.
Yeah, there's a lot of different possibilities.
Yeah,
in that.
But is that something that you could add a little bit of healthy mulch or some humates?
Well, typically it's a thick ground cover.
Yes.
Right? So you can't really mulch that.
Yeah.
But, like I said, letting a hose trickle in there for, hours rather than running it with a sprinkler system he didn't even have a sprinkler system.
Mm-hmm.
So get some water down deep.
Okay.
That's what it needs.
Especially if it's thicker, it's going to have a hard time getting down there. Okay. So hopefully he can get that taken care of. We've got a lot of talk about the dry. So we touched on someone's tree earlier, and we talked about my oak trees. Is there anything that I should be watching out for or that I can do for my trees while it's a little more dry?
So you could, again, like the trickling water hose, on a big tree like yours.
Okay.
You'll have to do a lot. It'd be good. I mean, you have a sprinkler system, so... Mm-hmm. It's, you're getting some moisture, but you're not really watering that tree with that sprinkler system.
No, I've heard that.
You ain't touching that.
Okay.
So by letting a hose run out there on the tree for many hours on a trickle, it'll get that water down deep, and that tree would appreciate that.
Yeah.
But, hopefully one of these days we'll get some rain and we don't have to worry about it.
Right. So on the mature trees, go ahead and see if you can give some extra water to them.
Yeah, like I said, a little bit of water on top doesn't do any good, so you got to get it down deep.
And you won't be wasting it if you lay the hose out there and let it just soak in.
So that's trickle.
Yeah, that's the thing. And even if you're watering by hand, make sure that you're getting at the stalk and the bottom of the plant. Don't just spray the tops of it because you're just going to burn it and evaporate the water.
We need to get down deep. Get the water down deep.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. Well, thank you so much for clarifying some of those. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We can take probably one more call after this.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros. We are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Danny Linderman is our Home Show Garden Pros, and this is a co-op of experts. And all of our Home Show Garden Pros are locally owned and operated and family owned and operated nurseries throughout the Houston, Harris County, Fort Bend, Montgomery areas that you can go and visit. And we've got Danny from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. You have heard from Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. Anita has been on the show with us. Plants for All Seasons is on 249 with Sherry Hera. And Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center is north between Conroe and the Woodlands. All of these locally owned and family operated. And we had a caller a little while ago, Danny, mentioning how knowledgeable your folks are at the nurseries. And that is so true. You don't have to find Danny or Joey. You can ask any of your staff out there.
Yeah, we try. And, you know, hopefully if they don't, if our staff is not confident in the answer they're fixing to give, they will, you know, call me or Joey or somebody with a knowledge on that particular question.
Right, right. Because it's such a variety of you know, issues. But I remember when I went out last year, I was going to plant an apple tree and I had no idea, you know, and the young man that I got was so enthusiastic about telling me about this apple tree and what to do. And I just loved it. I was so excited to get it home. So it was really nice. And you'll have that experience at all of the Home Show Garden Pros that they just, the staff members are very knowledgeable. Now, at Enchanted, you have some large succulent areas, a beautiful area to choose succulents. They are so fun.
They're neat. I like them. They're unique, add a different texture to everything.
Mm-hmm. And color. They're not just green. Yeah. I love some of the muted colors you can get. Now, I read something about succulents that they're hardy, but they still need nurturing. Okay, it's not necessarily a cactus you can just leave out and forget it.
Right, succulents covers a big area, right? So there's some that you can send out there and leave it and not worry about it and it'll be fine.
Okay,
and then there's others that are going to take a little more care.
Okay, and there's some that are great for if you have a place in your yard that's sort of xeriscape that you can plant in the ground and leave it. And you've got staff who can guide us on that.
Oh, yeah.
Which
bet.
Ones that we want to put in our landscaping. But I was thinking even more for potted areas.
Yeah.
And planting them, they like to be together, from what I understand.
You don't want to have succulents mixed in with azaleas.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like kind watering requirements is
true.
What you're looking for.
And acidity.
Yeah, acidity is probably a little less important on that.
On the succulents, okay.
But on the, azaleas and camellias, they like more acid than what we have.
Okay.
But everything would appreciate a little bit of acid.
Okay.
So.
All right. So on the succulents, you can plant them in a pot indoors or outdoors.
Right.
And just find out from, Enchanted or Nelson's, wherever you're going to get your succulents from, ask them, which ones I can have inside and outside.
Yeah, you bet.
And the same on the watering. You just need to read it, right?
Right,
Test the soil and see if
a newly planted plant is the hardest one, right? Because it's struggling to get roots in the ground.
Right.
But you got to help it do that.
Right, right. Well, succulents are beautiful, and the display that you have is just amazing.
Yeah, they're neat.
Yeah. So succulents and then houseplants is another option, to take care of right now. And sometimes it's a good idea to take our indoor plants outside just for a breather.
Well, watch the sun, though.
No, watch the sun. Absolutely.
You'll get them a sunburn in a hurry.
Absolutely. What about gnats for those indoor plants? Anything I can do
for them? BT. Usually BT is what we use.
Okay. All righty. So watch out for those. Maybe don't give your indoor plants the outdoor air yet.
Right. I mean, it's, like the sun is the main problem.
Yeah.
The heat's not really a problem. It's the sun.
Okay. And that intensity.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, take care of your plants, pets, and people in the bright sun. And this is Sandy. I've been here with Danny Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. And this is Home Show Garden Pros. We will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.